Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I can't say it's good to see your happy faces. I can't tell. You're happy, you're sad. You do look pretty happy. One lady came into Port Care the other day. She said, "Hello, Charlie. Do you remember me?" I go, "No, not with your mask on. I just can't tell who you are." So she quickly slipped it off and went, "Oh, yes, I remember you. Hello." Oh, dear. So Pastor Stephen called me yesterday afternoon saying that he needed to be in isolation because the family, there's a lot of them now, have come down with the COVID-19. If you want to call it. So he asked me to share. I thought, that's dangerous. You just don't know what could happen. Budgie's looking at me like, Budgie, I'll behave myself. The Lord is so good. He's so gracious. Now look, with all the world events and what's going on with the pandemic, look, guys, we're just people that we just have to trust God, yeah? God's got it. I don't know what's going to happen with the Ukraine, but there's definitely a bigger picture. And we just have to continue praying for the people in Ukraine. We have to continue just lift them up before the Lord, say, "God, God, we commit that to you. Touch people. Lord, cause miracles to occur." And let's see what God's going to do. I heard a really good story of a church in England, HTB, which is Holy Trinity Brompton, who they've reached out to their community, and people have been giving to it's an organization, Love Thy Neighbor, and they send money to Poland to help with the refugees, you know, cooking meals and doing things like that. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes we don't see, and God is doing some really, really good things. He's doing some amazing things. It's very hard to see, I know that, but we just got to just trust God, look to him and pray. Please pray for that nation. Please also pray for the Russian people who, they're not happy about what their government's doing, but just pray. It's the best thing we can do, and where you can help, you know, you help them. So Pastor Stephen this morning shared about building things that last. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about some stuff, building things that last. And I heard a minister, he's a Melburnian, of all people. Why do I say that, Damien? And Pastor Mark Connor. And it was a really good message that really touched me. And so I've taken some of his outline and I'm just going to adapt it for us today. And so, built to last. We want to do things that are going to last, don't we? Don't you agree? And one of the greatest things that we can do is help build God's house, help build God's church, help bring the kingdom of God here to this earth. 2,000 years ago, over that, Jesus said, "I will build my church." He wasn't talking about a building. He wasn't talking about an event. He wasn't talking about an organization. He was talking about a people being called out of their homes to gather together to make an impact and influence on society. Here we are, 2,020 years later, and Jesus is building his church. And you and I are his church. He's building us, but in many ways, we are also called to be builders. He's called us to be builders. So this morning, I want to have a look at some things that how we can help to build God's house and build God's kingdom. But I want you to see that church, right, is not a place that you go to. I'm going to church. It's a place that you're a part of. It is a place that you're a part of, not a place that you go to. So I want to see you as you're a part of this church. You are a part of this house. You know, that's really vital. It's important. Coming to the house of God, it's part of our lifestyle. It's not just a place that I go to. So in building God's house, we need to have some tools. We need some power tools, and we have the Holy Spirit, so we can build God's house with God's supernatural touch. So I'm just going to touch on some, look, they're very basic things, okay? But sometimes we forget the basic things. And so I want to touch on these basic things, and we're going to do well. It's like a football team. They lose their way, you know. And the coach says to them, they can lose their way within half an hour, within 20 minutes, 10 minutes of a game. Boys, get back to the basics. Keep your eye on the ball. Tackle, put pressure on. Look out for each other. Things like that. So one of the first things I want to share on is love. Love. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those in need, or need a meal or a place to stay. Where I want to reach out here with love is how we hear in our house when people come. It's very easy to love those that you're really good friends with and those that you know here. But what about when it's someone new? Have you ever walked into a place that's foreign? Have you? Gee, it's actually quite scary. It's really quite... I hope that wasn't for you guys this morning. Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. O'Brien. Lovely to have you here. Please give them a big hand. This is Damien's mum and dad and Jan's mother and father-in-law. Jan told me they are the best. They are the best mother and father-in-law. Is that because they live over there? Jan, is that because they live over there? I'm just trying to get some points there. So love, love is quite basic, but it can be hard. It can be hard to go up to someone and say hello. But do you know what? Put yourselves in their shoes. How hard has it been for them to come in here? Really, it is. It can be hard. And so I just want to share about that point. Now, we have built here over, not a century, a century is 100, but decades. We have built a really good culture here where we do welcome people, where people are blessed and where people are loved. And I just encourage us to continue that. And, you know, it's not something that we leave up to the ushers to do, to welcome people. But all of us, we're a community. Let's all be a part of welcoming people, loving people, caring for people. That's what you do when you go into a restaurant. Hi, how are you? Welcome. Come and sit down over here. You know, and they look after you. That's really, really quite good. It's awesome. So be friendly, be welcoming. Number two I want to touch on is serving. God has given each of you a gift from his variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. We all have something that we can give. And I just want to touch on here... Our worship team, all of them, have been here. Bremer, definitely for at least 10 years, been a part of this. Caroline Moore, even more. That came out well, didn't it? You know, Damien, quite new. He just hadn't even said I'm a part of this church and he's playing the guitar. You know? Arush, Buji Nalanta's son. Look how young he is, and he plays the drums. I get so blessed with stuff like that. I am so proud of our teams. I just think that's awesome. Serving. You can do something. There's something you can do. There is something in your head that the Lord has given you. And it's not a secondary ministry. When you serve, when you love on people, you're building something that lasts. Do you know how many people have connected with people and they've said, how many I have spoken to? So what made you stay here? Oh, people just welcomed me. It made me feel at home. Blama here, who works in the children's ministry, he's a busy man. He doesn't have to do that. He knows. He's got it. He wants to serve the Lord. If that means taking a day out of his work and making another few hundred dollars, that's okay. And you're not just a children's minister. You're not just an usher. That is very, very important. That's crucial to the whole of the church community in building what God wants to build and to last here in his house. And you know what? Serving and meeting people is fun. It is awesome fun. It's great fun. I can see yous that serve all nodding your heads. I'm so glad you have it. You've got to have fun when you're doing it. If you're not, you come and see me. I'll help you have fun. The impact you make on loving on people and serving God's house, it is ginormous. It is amazing. When my wife and I got married, and you have the brochure, our title or our theme was, "Me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It's in Psalms, Psalm 100, verse something, or 100. Anyway, me and my house will serve the Lord. I can say that we have cultivated that in our family. Until this very day, my son who is 30, one who is 25, my daughter who is 22, was she 23, 22? I'll stay with 22. I think she's 22. They are today serving in God's house. To this very day. It's really, and they have fun. Do they have times when they tear their hair? Of course they do. You will too. You think, oh my Lord. Why did they give them the hot chocolate when it was supposed to be for, you know? It's okay. So, all right, so serving. Love, you know, serving. Number three is prayer. We're people that pray. We're people that lift up our leaders of our nation. We're people that lift up leaders of our church. We pray. We're people that pray. We lift up what's going on in our world today. We pray. I would rather pray and see things happen and not pray and see nothing happen. I know when we pray and we ask, I know things happen, and I know miracles occur. Just a few, I'll just say, it was about 3 months ago. Names will stay unidentified for now. We had a lady who was at Port Care, and she had a desire wanting a child. Okay, and she is a believer. And so they've been trying for a long time, and it was difficult. Anyway, we prayed for her, Avina and myself. It was Avina knew her before I ever did. We prayed for her and we had continued to pray for her. We pray Friday mornings, sometimes Thursday mornings, we pray. We pray for our community, we pray for people. And we ask God to move on different lives that we have connections within in the community and beyond. Havina sent me a message last week. Charlie, she's pregnant. It's very early, but let's keep praying. She's asked for prayer. How good is that? How amazing is that? I know, I see people here, I know, and I can see where you've seen miracles in your own lives. We are people that pray once a month at 8 o'clock in that far room on the right-hand side. We pray. But please don't you pray once a month. Don't just wait once a month to come and pray. You've got to be praying before that. Your lifestyle should be a lifestyle of prayer, whether you do it mornings or lunchtimes or evenings. Get into the habit of praying while you're driving. Just pray. Read the word. Meditate. Did I read that scripture out? I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. The next thing is worship. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Don't miss out on being in the house of God on a Sunday. Come. Pay the price and come. Go to the beach earlier. Go to the beach after. But come, be here. You are the community. And when we're here together and we're in faith, it's amazing what God can do. He can shift your thinking just on one thing. He can restore your marriage. Be people that are committed to being in God's house, honoring God. Lord, what is it for me just for 1 hour, let's say an hour and a half on a Sunday, to come and dedicate that to you, Lord? I'm going to do that. Do it. It's really, really beneficial to you and to the whole community. And it speaks volumes to your children and your grandchildren. They see you doing it, they will do it, and they'll continue on doing it. Attend, be a part. Not just a place where you go, but this is a part for you. You're a part of this community. Number five. I was looking forward to this one. Unity. You see me smiling? Why? What am I going to say next? Unity. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. Sorry, binding yourselves together with peace. To be vexed or not to be vexed. I had to get that out. Oh, gee, the elephant in the room. Hey, whether you're this way or you're that way, we're still in unity. You're not going to be discriminated against. We love you. You love me. God loves us. God's for us. He's not against us, okay? What your opinion is on that, I'm not going to, you know, that's not going to, you're not disqualified from being here. You're not disqualified by being in relationship with me. Of course, we have to follow health regulations and things like that, but please don't feel like, you know, you're being disqualified because you're not, okay? Let's stay in unity. We can agree to disagree on things. I don't know why someone barracks for the Melbourne Footy Club. I think they're... Why are they barracking for Fremantle? Dockers. there's something wrong. Something seriously wrong. Okay, now this one here, this one number six, this is a big one, okay? And I'm going to share a story in this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Giving. You know, I think it's not about just giving, but it's about whose are we and whose is it? Whose are we? I'm God's. Whose is it? Well, I just want to share for many, many years, we give our tithes and all that, you know. And then there's been times that there's been given to the building program, you know, from years ago. And so years ago, we had a plan. And our plan was we wanted to go and visit family in Italy, my family. I've never met most of them. I've never met them. And so we slowly, you know, put savings away. And then there was times there was, you know, offerings that were involved here at church. And it was like, oh, this is going to be hard. So we would pray. Lord, do you want us to be a part of this? What's this? So we'd pray. We felt like the Lord say, this is what you do. I'd talk to my wife. She'd go, yep, that's exactly what I felt. So we were agreed on that, you know. So, okay, so we would do, that's what we would do. We do it together. And so there was one time when, you know, it was quite an amount. And I was like, I've got this holiday, you know, and I've got a, that's my priority. And what was my wife's message last week? Lord, if you say so. Is that what it is? Lord, if you say so. So I felt an amount. It was quite a bit. And I was like, oh, no. So it's like I got to the point where if I don't, I'm going to miss out on, I will miss out. I will miss out. If I don't, I'll miss out. So I talked to my wife. Okay. She felt, yep, so we did it. It was thousands, right? Not hundreds of thousands, not tens, but, you know, for us it was really quite powerful. And it put a dent in our holiday. So so eventually, you know, our holiday to Europe came. And so we had enough to buy our tickets for all of us. My son was 10, 5, and 2. My daughter, you know. So we embarked on this holiday. So I said to my wife, well, we haven't got much spending money, but we've got a credit card. So we have to pay along the way by credit. When we come back, we pay it off, you know. Anyway, up until a couple of weeks before we left, we had people in church come up and bless us. Say, look, just wanted to bless you. You know, the last day we left, people wanted to bless us. So it's like, wow, okay. And my brother saw me 2 days before we were leaving. He said, I'll come and see you at the airport. I said, well, you don't have to come to the airport. It's fine, you know. Just say goodbye to me now. No, I want to come and see you. All right. So he comes and sees us at the airport, and he gives me some money, quite a bit. And says, oh, buy yourself some ice creams. I'm going to buy more than ice creams. Anyway, so we embarked on our journey. We left. We had we went to all of those places, and we did okay. Now, at one place, one of my relatives wanted to see me, and he gave me a substantial amount of money. I mean, it was substantial. It was like, wow, wow. And so I remember we came back to Australia with everything paid for. The only time I used my credit card was at like midnight one night. I had to get petrol and I had to use a card, so I used that card. So we came back. Everything was paid for. And I was sitting on the plane, overwhelmed, going, Lord, how come? This has just been overwhelming. I had things happen to me, like my aunties and my uncles taking us out for dinner, and you know, I know that's, you think that's what you normally do. But when I told my sister back home, she goes, Charlie, I've been to Italy 3 times. They've never ever done that for me. Never ever. And they took me, my wife, and my 3 kids. So anyway, I was sitting in the plane and I had this thought come to me, and it was like, and the thought was this. If you build, because you have built my house, I will build yours. Now, this is my personal reality with this area of this giving. This is what it was like. We went to Switzerland, we went to France, we went to England, we went to Italy. And God had us all the way. It was just, the Lord was just amazing. And we came back with more. We came back with more. You know when, my kids, you drive into the McDonald's, you get them something to eat, or Hungry Jack's, which is better. And you normally, I don't generally eat that stuff. Every now and then I'll have something. But anyway, they're in the car and they're, you know, eating. And they've got the chips. The chips always get me all the time. So I'd be like, here, hand over some of those chips. Give us, no. They're like, no. I'm like, what? I just bought you them. That was my money. My money. I bought you those and you can't even give me a few chips. What's the matter with you? Do you know what I mean? It's like, and I think that's what it's like sometimes with God. He blesses us, but we don't want to sometimes listen to him and go, Lord, here, we're going to give you this. Lord, it's yours anyway. You gave it to me. You blessed me with this gift. How are we going for time? Good? Okay, so tell me, will I do the last one? Let's have a look. Tell me, what are those 6 that I've just done? What was the first one? Second? Third? Prayer? Worship? And giving, very good. Okay. Because you've got all them right, I'll do the last one. The last one is, I'm going to be very brief, and that is to reach out. Be a people that reach out in your workplace, in your home, wherever you are, just reach out to people. Be kind. Be nice. You know, at Port Care, we don't preach the gospel to everybody we see. We don't, you know. When it's appropriate, we do. But I can tell you, that people come in and they feel like there's dignity for them in that place. They feel like we honor them and we bless them. That's showing the kingdom of God. That's showing the likeness of Christ. When we pay someone's bill, that's God. Reach out. The church isn't just for me, right? It's just God and me. But we also exist to reach out to people, to reach out to those around us. You know, Pastor Stephen mentioned earlier about going. Go. Luke 15:7, in the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Reach out to people. Just love on people. Can I have the music team up here, please? Thank you. So let's stand up. hope this message is an encouragement to you. It's not to condemn you in any way. It's to encourage, to exhort. And I know sometimes talking about finance, sometimes it can be touchy, but hey, just hear my heart, yeah? Just that's been my journey, and I felt I needed to share that. Okay. All right. We keep loving the Lord, yeah? Isn't that good? God is good. Let's sing this song. Thanks, team.